What's good, y'all?
Whoa.
It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Girl Talk. Oh my god, the disrespect that we have doing the introduction of.
Hey, are you ready, bro? You good? This nigga Mariah Carey shit.
All right, man. All right, here we go.
I was hitting them notes, huh?
No. What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk. This time, I got my boys Chuck and Makai. We here to talk football, CFL.
This nigga said this time, like it ain't always us.
We're gonna be talking fantasy mock draft. For our fantasy football league, the CFL, aka the Council Fantasy League. We're going into year 5, 16 teams, 16 picks, not the norm. So you gotta have to get used to it, man. Without further ado, let's just get started. Let's jump in. I talked to the guys about the first 3 picks. First things first, Colts Nation, aka Chuck, he's picking first. Team Arrow, aka Metro, he's picking second. Savage Saints, aka Devon, he's picking third. And the guys and I, Makai and Chuck, we've all pretty much come to the consensus that we've got the same 3 players going 1, 2, and 3, just interchangeably. JT, just Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, and Christian McCaffrey. I have Jonathan Taylor going 1 to Colts Nation, Derrick Henry going 2 to Metro, and Christian McCaffrey going 3 to Savage Saints. The Makai and Chuck, they have varying opinions, though.
I have Derrick Henry going 1st, Jonathan Taylor 2nd, and CMC 3rd.
I got Derrick Henry 1st, JT 2nd, CMC 3rd.
Right. Okay. Same thing that they got. Same thing that
me.
Right. Which I understand. You know, really, I know what comes with all of those players, especially CMC, and Derrick Henry. Jonathan Taylor might be honestly just the, you know, even though people are saying he's the safest pick, he might be the most questionable as far as we really don't know what to expect in this season after such a great season last year, but. I expect good things from Jonathan Taylor. It's year, 3 for him? Year 4?
Year 4.
Yeah, year 4. Yeah, so he's only good.
I think it's year 3, actually.
But, rookie year, he was a standout. Sophomore season, he came up, and then now it's year 3. Okay, Okay. Moving on to pick 4, though. That boy Hurts, a.k.a. Ty.
Now,
here's where the guys and I came out of impasse because I got Dalvin Cook going here at 4, and I know it might be.
Wait,
a little
this
high.
Is about to be his 3rd year for sure. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Taylor showed out as a rookie. He showed out behind that offensive line as a rookie, and that's why he went so high. Well, actually, I took him 10th overall, but ain't nobody. I don't think anybody was expecting Taylor to have that great of a season. I mean, I was. But,
yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, I wasn't, but still. Oh,
No. I forgot. That's because that was the Marlon Mack year, right? When he took.
And the only reason why I drafted him so quote unquote high that year was because of the offensive line that the Colts they were just boasting in a great offensive line, and obviously it worked out because Taylor was running rampant behind that line, even with no Quentin Nelson. But that being said, pick 4, that boy Hurts, a.k.a. Todd, going here. I think that's – to me, that's the safest pick. Dalvin Cook,
he's still going to be a focal point of that offense
because he's one of the star players on that offense. There's no way they're not going to get him the ball.
And like some of the greatest running backs in this league, we see what happens when you put the ball in their hands too much. It's like when they give them type of running backs that green light. But my also thing is, too, I'll be feeling like sometimes, in a sense, it can hurt their value, too, by giving them type of green lights because now you want to give them, the ball 30 times a game, and it's like, damn, okay. And then it becomes the conditioning of the player, not even necessarily just skill anymore. It's the conditioning now.
So who do you got going fourth, though?
I got Eckler going fourth.
Over Cook?
I got Eckler and Mixon over Cook.
Whoa.
I got Najee Harris over Cook.
Man. What about Chubb?
Chubb has cracked my top 20, top 15 for sure. And that depends on, like, after, well, I need to see who picking eight and how they going to pick. Because it's like, I don't believe Cooper Kupp should be top 10 in this draft this year. But, you know, hey, somebody might reach.
Mm.
Well, because, like, it's not necessarily the top 15. It's your top 20. Because you got to give or take a player or two. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's how I'm looking at it.
Well, honestly, like,
I would pick a running back up. If, like, let's just say, for instance, if Tyreek Hill and all of them is still on the board, I would probably still pick a running back over them. I mean, that's just me. I mean, yeah. I mean, shit, I had Tyreek Hill last year and traded him, so I ain't got no problem with that.
I don't know. I have a little. Well, listen, when I do my second mock draft, maybe Cook will fall a little bit because I kind of like what you're saying. And I'm looking at what I got here about Eckler. Maybe he won't fall so far. But I'm also thinking about who's picking at number four. And I don't, like, you know, I'm taking who's picking into consideration and the knowledge I believe you have. And with Ty here, I just don't see I don't see him having faith in Austin Eckler. The safest pick would be Dalvin Cook.
My thing with that though is Dalvin Cook a safe pick?
To be honest, I wouldn't take him at four.
Thank you.
And even though I put him on my mock draft here for like I said, this is what I believe would happen in the draft. This is just the first one, so I got more to come. But yeah, I would not take him at four. I would go
five. I wouldn't take him. He can crack the 10. I'd give him 10. Like, if he falls to 10th, like 10th, like, okay, like, wow, yeah. But then it's like, it depends. It depends on how you look at it, because like, I would have to see where they actually are at right now on the mock draft board, because it's like people still forgetting about Saquon's. Your Zeke's.
I actually have right here on fantasypros.com the ADPs for all the players that we're talking about here. First things first, their draft here on Fantasy Pros. They got
Chubb is in my top 15.
They got Taylor 1, Eckler 2, McCaffrey 3, Kupp 4, Henry 5, Justin Jefferson 6, Harris 7, Cook 8, Chase 9, Devontae Adams 10, Diggs 11, Mixon 12, Swift 13, Kelsey 14. Samuel 16.
Over Kamara? Because of the suspension.
Yes, because of the suspension. And that is the only reason why I would because I don't even have Swift going in my top. I don't have Swift going in the first round.
Like, I'm not picking no Swift up over no Chubb, over no Zeke. I'm sorry.
And you know what? To be quite frank,
I might pick Swift over Zeke this year.
I would. But look on to the next pick. We can discuss that another time. Pick number 5, that's Never Lose, a.k.a. Christian. We just saw Christian go from a crazy 12-2 season a couple years ago, really running rampant through the league, to a lackluster season last year, missing the playoffs, now has number 5 pick in the draft. He's a Rams fan. I don't see Cooper Kupp falling past. I'm sorry. I just don't. And it's fandom along with the potential of Cooper Kupp, and Cooper Kupp did for my team last year. It's probably having a lot of people in the league like, man, I got it. If Cooper Kupp falls and he's the best available, I'm about to take him. And if I just that Chris, I go Cooper Kupp here over Najee Harris, over Austin Eckler, over Justin Jefferson, over Jamar Chase, over Joe Mixon. I just think that's who he's going to put his faith in to ride things, because that's what he likes to do. He likes to pick a player to ride with the entire season. He won't trade him. Whoever he picks in the first round, he never trades his first round pick. So I think that's who he's gonna ride with.
That's kind of a good thing. The thing, it's not like it's necessarily like taboo to not.
Yeah, I'm not saying it is. Yeah. Regression will certainly hit Cooper Kupp in 2022,
But
yeah, they're going to be doubling him up. like nothing before. And let's not forget Matthew Stafford is – we got to still worry about Matthew Stafford.
I'm not going to speak on it right now.
Right. But, we don't want to get started.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys got anything to say about pick five before I go into six?
Pick five is who you had at five again?
Cooper Kupp to never lose, a.k.a. Christian.
Oh, yeah, because he's Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go against that one.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Arthur, this is where I got Najee Harris going. Hey, and it's not just because fan picks is not fandom, but it would make sense, though, for him to take Najee Harris here. If he fail, it would make sense for this Steelers fan.
If Najee Harris falls to AR3, he's taking the Steeler pick.
Yes. So this to me doesn't even goes without saying. We could just get past that, honestly. Najee Harris, we know what he's going to do.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, we expect it anyway, because this is his second year, and he's playing behind a rookie quarterback, so we expect it, but yeah. Yo, number six to AR3. Next, moving on to number seven is Easy Clap, a.k.a. Mark. Mark is two seasons removed from a playoff berth. He almost cracked it last year. He's always like that middle of the pack kind of team where he just kind of doesn't have enough pieces to make the playoffs. I think with a strong pick here in the first round, taking Austin Eckler would be great. It would be a great way for him to, if he fails, for him to, you know, have that piece to, you know, start building around his team. Cause I think he's honestly getting better with team building. I just think that he doesn't pull the trigger he pulls the trigger on some trades that don't benefit him in the long run. But I think that his team building has gotten better over the years. And I think that him starting the draft, his draft, by taking Austin Eckler will be ace right here. Supreme. Boom. Number seven, Austin Eckler. Mark. Take him.
Yeah, I don't even have Eckler dropping that low. So if he was to drop that low.
I just think that a lot of players.
Kamara kind of fucks up this draft a little bit too with his suspension.
He definitely messes up this draft because it makes it hard for me to put Kamara at. But you know, I just gotta say, and I'll skip a few picks here because I want to say this. I got Kamara going 13 to Zoe because if anybody's going to take a chance on a player to have on the back half of the season to ride to a fantasy victory, championship.
That would be smart.
It would be somebody like Zoe, dude. Like he's proven to at least attempt ways to tactically whoop our ass, and I say attempt, like, you know what I'm saying. And he's done great ways to, like, that whole when he was able to have Derrick Henry and ride Derrick Henry for a few weeks, and then Aaron Jones, like. I mean, not like, you know, like he's a smart guy. So I'm not gonna sit here and say, like, you know, and you could take Kamara here. He could take Kamara here and still build a great team. So I don't think that, yeah, I don't think taking Kamara at 13 would be a bad idea. I think taking Kamara at 13 might be a steal. See, I think Kamara should probably go in the top 10. I think you still build a great team if you have Kamara and you take him in the first round. You just have to be.
He has to really be a tactician. With that one.
I mean, going back, let's go back to pick eight. This is Burrito Team, aka Justin, aka JB, aka the man who wanted to come play in the CFL South with all of the reigning CFL champions. I don't know what he was thinking, but I don't see this guy making the playoffs. I don't know what he was thinking.
Suicide.
Seriously, I don't know why he. But anyway, let's just you know objectively look at this. And with the being primed in the middle of the draft, guys like Eckler, Harris off the board, McCaffrey, you already know. Mixon is still available here. Jamar Chase is still available here. But I'm not going to lie. And I wouldn't be surprised if he took Mixon.
Is Justin Jefferson still available?
But this is where I got Justin Jefferson going right here. This is where I got Justin Jefferson going right here.
I can see him getting him.
I can see him making the move, yeah, to take Justin Jefferson. He
that'd be a nice picker.
It would be a nice picker for him to start his draft off. I mean, he's been a revolution. He's been a revelation ever since he entered the league, Justin Jefferson. Most receiving yards in NFL history in a player's first two seasons. Is player football focus his second highest graded receiver over that span. I mean, bro, it's just, I would love for Justin Jefferson to fall to 11. I know that's not happening. I know that's not happening. Which sucks because then – oh, yeah, that's where I pick.
Oh, yeah, that's where I pick. Nah.
Anyway, but I think that's
wait, what. So yeah, so you have Justin Jefferson as the second best overall – I mean, second best receiver off the board.
For fantasy, yes, because okay. It's – because and just a quick explanation on that. Like I said earlier – well, actually, in a different podcast, because we have to delete that. But about Justin Jefferson, the fact that the Vikings are changing their offensive philosophy to passing the ball more, I don't trust Kirk Cousins. Simple as that. Matthew Stafford is better than Kirk Cousins. Their system is better than the Vikings system. They've won a Super Bowl. They can score points. They can move the ball. It's seamless. They know what they're doing. Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp have like, yeah, Kirk Cousins, but you might have a connection with Justin Jefferson, but let's be real. Justin Jefferson is making you look really good right now. At least with Stafford and Kupp, you can say it's a mutual marriage, you know? So I'm sorry. Like I don't really Justin Jefferson, I love you, and to me, you're the number one receiver that should go off the board in this draft. But and it's a close one because Ja'Marr Chase is right there with y'all. To me, speaking of Ja'Marr Chase, he's the next receiver to go in my mock draft to Smooth Moves, aka Daz, at 9. And I'm not just saying Ja'Marr Chase is going here because of his talent, but also because I know that Daz is a big fan of Justin Jefferson, and that if he's not going to get, he's going to take Ja'Marr Chase. Best. Not even just the next best, but he likes Ja'Marr Chase too. He does. So he's got to take Ja'Marr Chase. And Ja'Marr Chase would be a great pick right here. Like, to me, Joe Mixon or Ja'Marr Chase, you can, like, interchange those picks here because of the revamped offensive line and the connection that Ja'Marr and Joe are. You already – I mean, bro, we don't even got to talk about that. We don't. So I don't think you can go any wrong here with any of these picks. Maybe the Ja'Marr Chase pick is safer because of Joe Mixon's injury history. But outside of that, I don't see where you can go wrong here, but I got Smooth Moves. Daz taking Ja'Marr Chase at 9. He broke Justin Jefferson's record with the most receiving yards by a rookie. So I expect him to build on that with a great sophomore campaign. And I got Joe Mixon going number 10 to the Chosen, a.k.a. Chris CB. I think that with Chris's record over the last few seasons, for him to make a Super Bowl appearance and then to just not be in the playoff picture at all, be in the playoff hunt, I think for him, it's been about redemption these last 2 years, and I think he's going to try to take a really smart pick here, which would be Joe Mixon. I don't see anybody else. A lot of people would expect him to take Devontae Adams because he's a Raiders fan. I don't think he's going to go that direction. I don't think he's going to go that route. He's always trying to be conniving and cunning, and honestly – a lot of us who would expect you to take Devontae Adams are at this point expecting you not to do that. And I'm expecting you not to do that. I'm expecting you to go running back here, staple of your offense. He struggled with finding a running back last year anyway. So this is why I think he takes his chance on Joe Mixon in that revamped offensive line in Cincy. If Joe Mixon falls to him at 10, this is where he goes. But if not, then I think he goes receiver heavy with Chase or Justin if one of those guys fall to him. But that's where I got those guys going in that order. Justin Jefferson, 8. Chase, 9. Mixon, 10. And then I keep going if y'all want me to. I hear no objections or interjections or whatnot. All right. Number 11, a.k.a. CMJ. Man, I really hope that the draft goes a lot differently than how I'm mocking it. Because I don't want to take Stephon Diggs at 11. At 11, because honestly, like, I could go the Alvin Kamara route. I just personally do not feel like building my team around somebody who's not playing in the first 6 weeks. That really restricts me in so many ways, like, especially somebody who's like for me, I'm so openly active in the trade talks. like Kamara's not a piece that I could really I could sell him, but not as for not as much as I would want to. He's not as valuable. He's not playing for the first 6 weeks. Nobody's gonna bite on him like I want him to. It's just not, and he's not playing. I'd have to really, and I'm picking in the middle of the draft. It's hard for me to really build the team that I want. Picking where I pick, there's no way I'm just gonna take Kamara at 11. I just can't do it. It's too risky. I gotta take Stephon Diggs. He's been a model of consistency throughout his career. Throughout his career, not even just in Buffalo. I like Diggs, even though his numbers teetered off a little bit. I don't expect for his number. I don't expect like 2020. What year is it? 2021. I don't expect 2020 Diggs to reemerge.
He was solid last year.
No, he was solid. He was great. Like no, he was great. I expect those same numbers, if not better, like a little better than last year. Like in between last year and the year before, I expect a median, whatever. Fuck, I expect those numbers to average out. So I wouldn't mind taking Diggs here at 11. I probably would, you know, hey, just throwing this out there, I probably would be open to trading him, but we'll have to see how the rest of my draft goes, obviously. But I got Diggs going 11. I got Travis Kelce going 12. And I was hesitant to put him this high because Courtney is picking here, K-Dot the Great. Her first playoff appearance last year. Congratulations, K-Dot. I knew you were going to make it. I called it, by the way. And I called it very specifically. I said, despite the injuries, they were going to make it. And what happened, they made it. Anyway, I just think that Courtney, like, she's fond of Travis Kelce. And I think at this position in the draft, to have players like Kamara available, Davante Adams available, Tyreek Hill available, Nick Chubb, Javonte Williams, maybe Nick Chubb, you could probably maybe swing in right here, maybe, but Travis Kelce, we know what comes with him. Adams is playing in a new system, new offense, and Davante Adams has never in his life played a system where like he's had such talent around him, like where that talent is going to command the ball, like Darren Waller, like Josh Jacobs, like you know Hunter Renfrow, that's to a lesser degree. So I just can't. Travis Kelce, he's in a system where Tyreek Hill is no longer there. Juju Smith, I get it. He's a good receiver, but we know what comes with Travis Kelce. Automatic, at least 15 to 17 points.
Definitely.
And
yeah,
that's true. And automatic.
Still got the connection. I get it, you.
Even though he's 1 year older, he's at 33, and his numbers kind of sort of took a little dip last year. He's still going to be reliable.
But that
he's still going to be
ageless.
You know what you can get for Travis. And on top of that, if you're savvy to the tight end market, you're savvy to the tight end potential that's out there, you're going to pick another one up anyway, or a couple. And the tight end we got tight end flex this year. I think that taking Kelce at 12 as a mainstay or as a valuable piece to trade would be a great idea for Courtney here, no matter what she decides. And then I already talked about Juices Loose taking – Juices Loose, a.k.a. Zoe, taking Alvin Kamara at 13 because of him being a tactician in the game of fantasy football, and him taking the challenge of, oh, yeah, I'm going to take Kamara. I'm still going to build a great team around him. Just watch. Like, you know, like he's going to – I think he's going to take that challenge on. He's going to take Kamara, and I think he's going to really – I think he's going to really covet the fact that he's going to have somebody like Kamara on the back
end.
Zoe like
Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews still out there.
You think he would take Mark Andrews right behind Kelce?
He might, bro. He might. Lamar looking real good. He's looking real good.
What's his second pick?
Ooh, Zoe would be picking he'd be picking like 1, 2, 3, 4 picks away. No, 5, 6 picks away.
After his first pick?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
That's not bad at all.
He can go for a Kittle or Andrews. It's gonna be a lot of people on the board, honestly.
To be honest, you can go. I mean, I just okay.
He can go get a bat.
How far do you expect Alvin Kamara to fall? Because, I mean, let's be real. Like, if Alvin Kamara falls anywhere out of the first round, it's a steal. It's a steal, bro.
Hey, Makai, you pick last, huh?
Yeah, I pick last and first.
Hey, we know you getting double backs. You got to. Yeah. Let me
finish these last few picks and then we're gonna get into that. Okay. Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes at 14, aka Marcellus, aka Sally, taking Devontae Adams. I think you take Devontae Adams here because one, we know that in these last two seasons, the fact that he's been able to get over in trade, and this is not a knock, bro. It's not a knock. You could do it. But the fact that he's been able to get over on CB in trades just leads me to believe that not only just will he take Devontae Adams here in an attempt to maybe swoon Chris, but Devontae Adams is a reliable receiver. He's a superstar receiver, and he'd be the best available. And honestly, who do you trust more? Devontae Adams in his situation or Tyreek Hill in his? At that point, I think you take Devontae I know you're about to say wait, but let me get this last name in there. Because I'm going to say Nick Chubb, because I have not put him in your 15.
You had it on your board that I'm going to pick Javonte Williams over somebody like Aaron Jones or DeAndre Swift at that, or Nick Chubb.
Okay, listen. Can I tell you what? Okay, first things first. The Tyreek Hill is going 15 to cash dollars, which is
oh my god!
And
no.
Why I got you picking Javonte Williams at 16 is because I got you picking DeAndre Swift at 17, but I didn't get into that. But I got you picking Williams and Swift here. I got him picking Williams and Swift. But listen, the only reason why, let me tell you why I'm down on Chubb, okay? Now let me get to the point of being down on Chubb and why I don't have him going in the top 16. And then maybe you can get on me about Aaron Jones. Maybe I'm wrong about Aaron Jones. But cut me some slack here because I have a bunch of players in this top 16. Not just running backs, okay? Running backs don't drive the league anymore, and that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion, okay? Okay, so Nick Chubb,
get a back. Listen, I was gonna get a running back
and
Josh Allen back to
Mac. Man, bro, okay, listen, let me not give away any my draft strategy. So Nick Chubb, you know I like Nick Chubb. He's one of the best pure rushers in the NFL, hands down, pound for pound. We all know about Nick Chubb and the offensive line in Cleveland, even if it did take a small step back.
I don't know if that's small.
However, the fact that Deshaun to be suspended and Baker Mayfield is likely not to be the quarterback. If Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback, bro, just hear me out.
He gonna say y'all.
Laughing at Brissett. Period.
Man, my boy Brissett, man, that's a coach native right there. Man.
Am I wrong to believe that opposing teams won't stack the box against Nick Chubb? Two, when the Browns get down, that Kareem Hunt will be in the game more than Nick Chubb will. I just don't, and it's not any. I swear to God, no knock against Nick Chubb. But when it comes down, and maybe I need to go over the Browns' schedule to see their opponents. Because but don't worry, I'll be doing all that in my mock draft 2.0. Don't worry, and Aaron Jones will probably.
But with no quarterback like that, you know, for instance, not like that. Like I have trending the Seattle running backs because of no quarterback situation like that.
But I look at everything though. It's the situation. It's the offensive line. And this is fantasy football. It's not just for like this. I'm not building a team for me to for a dynasty. I'm building like fantasy football this year. This year, I need you to be reliable. This year, I need you to be reliable down the stretch, too. I need you.
This
to be
year, you got to finish.
Yeah. So I just Nick Chubb.
I don't want to be no conference champion every year. I need a ring. You feel me? That's where I'm at with you.
So you gonna go get them backs, huh?
So for the champion, Makai, not Javonte Williams at 16 then. Definitely not. Not even at 17. Definitely not.
Not at 17 either.
Okay, okay. You heard it there first, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news. How long we been at this? 34 minutes?
That's good. Not at 17.
So if he fall back to you, you gonna grab him, CMJ?
Who, Javonte?
Yeah.
He gonna get him. But he ain't gonna get him. Cause you know CMJ good at that. He good at hyping motherfuckers up for other people to like him just so you can like him.
Nah, man, yeah. It's not even like that.
He was selling dreams last year.
They got Russell Wilson so they can hand it off to Javonte Williams. No.
He's not even going to start. He's not guaranteed to start.
All right, bro. Listen. All right, that's cool. Listen. To be honest, if Javonte Williams falls to me in the third or fourth round, that's on y'all. That's on y'all.
Third.
That's on y'all. I know y'all not going to listen.
I thought he was a first round.
To me, but it's, I'm not going to take him in the I don't. I'm not going to be in a position to take him in the first round.
I mean, what about the second?
I'm not gonna take him in the first round. What are you talking about?
He's not gonna be the best available player in the first round.
That's not what you said. You said that he's not available to you in the first round. You picked before me. How is he not available?
No.
I didn't say that.
I said I'm not going to be able to pick him in the first round. I'm just not. There's no way I can't waste the 11th overall pick on Javonte Williams. What?
Like you can't what? Say it again.
Bro, 16 and 11 is too close. You pick back to back. You pick
say it again.
Back to back. I don't pick back to back. I pick in the middle of the draft. In the back middle, too. I don't even pick in the front. I'm picking the back middle first round.
So if you picked in Mekhi spot, you'll grab Javonte?
Fuck no, he wouldn't.
I'll be honest. If I was in Mekhi's position and all those players I named went ahead, and I'm still not taking Nick Chubb with these next two picks.
I'm picking Saquon before Javonte. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, yes. Hell no. Hey, hold on.
Like you just said, this year. Hold on, fam.
Not Ezekiel Elliott. No. No. No, not Ezekiel. And you know I love me some Saquon. You know I love Saquon. But I don't know, bro. I think Javonte Williams is in a more favorable position than Saquon Barkley and Ezekiel Elliott. I'm sorry. Maybe you can make the argument for Ezekiel Elliott because of the continuity of that team already, but not Saquon and not that offensive line. We gotta see that come together. They declined Daniel Jones' fifth year option. They have a new offensive coordinator. And I'm sorry, bro, you can't tell me Saquon over Javonte right now in fantasy football.
That you just automatically just had Javonte. Like, you just seen that, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. I looked at some numbers. I looked at some numbers before I just made that decision. Man.
Who was the interchangeable player for me?
Players we just named: Chubb, Jones, and Swift. Really, like honestly, like maybe Aaron Jones. Okay, I could, but I just didn't see. I'm sorry, bro. I just didn't see you taking Aaron Jones right there.
You see Javonte.
What's y'all getting on me for my Javonte Williams? Like, bro. What is, bro? Y'all, all right, bro. Sleep on that man if you want to.
No, right, I'm just saying. I'm seeing it like that's too high for me. I could ask CMJ
if he falls to him in the second round, would he pick him up?
It depends. Like,
and then DeAndre Hopkins is gonna be suspended and shit too, so it's like,
oh man, maybe DeAndre Hopkins is gonna be a fourth round steal. fifth round steal, one of them. I might have to pick him up on the back end. I might have to. You feel me? But yeah, that's
they got D-Hop under lock it.
That's the 16 round mock draft. That's my 16 round mock. Obviously, Makai and Chuck don't agree. Hopefully, the second mock draft I come up with will be a little better. But I think it's a good mock draft. They got me effed up, man.
Oh man,
I just don't want Diggs. I think I'm in a position at number 11 to say I don't want Diggs because there's so many people picking in front of me that you know anything can happen. So you know, y'all take whoever y'all want. I don't care. Just not Diggs. You know, let me get bro. You don't understand. And the players that I named before me, like literally all the players I named before me, are all players that I would have on my team, except maybe Cook, like. Seriously, I would start my team with any of those players except Cook. So it sucks that I pick at 11. But yeah, man, that is the fantasy mock draft.
Michelle, hit me up on Madden Mobile. One.
Hey, I'm about to re-download that for real, bro. Real talk. Hey, I'm gonna try to get everybody else on there. I might get
back on too.
I really want a Madden Mobile league. I really do.
They have them too, which is hilarious.
No, we used to play, nigga. Hey, Chuck. I know. What we used to be on,
we used to be going crazy.
Hey, Arthur used to be so mad when he lost. Nigga, Arthur used to be hot, like running back. Like, hey, man, yeah, another thing too. I will be getting in touch with you guys, setting up interviews about you feel me, the draft, y'all picks, you feel me, what you expect for the season, this, that, and the other.
My boy, and he's trying to scout us,
yes, sir. No, sir. It's gonna be public information. Y'all can say the truth. Y'all can tell a lie. Either way, the draft is approaching. So, with that being said, all right, we're gonna wrap it up right there, G. That's another episode of Go Talk in the Books. Catch y'all next time.
Yes, sir.